And we're rolling.
We're good?
Yeah, we're good.
What's going on, guys? Episode 12, the Sunday Sit Down.
Is it episode 12?
Yes.
Episode 12?
Can you see my face?
I hope so.
I think it is.
It should be 12. it's just up today. Hunter's not here. We miss him dearly.
Are you going to open doors?
Yeah, I fucked up. So, okay. Let's imagine here. Three. Right. What is the same sound there? One, two, one.
He kind of jumped the gun on that one. You going to say it with a sponsor?
Yeah. drink of the day, 3D energy drinks. Best energy drink out there. I ride for them. Strawberry lemonade. Yeah.
Wow, that's good.
We're not sponsored, but they're seeing this video, which they probably aren't. Definitely help the boys out.
I wouldn't be mad about getting a sponsor, not going to lie.
I wouldn't either. I think the first one would be fitting to be, for me, energy drink.
I mean, yeah, I mean, we have one every single episode, so yeah. I'm pretty sure that would be more fitting. I mean, if you get close to, that's cool, but whatever.
Yeah. Also, today, episode 12 is going to be a shorter, simple Q&A. Some of the questions you guys asked, and then just kind of wherever it goes from there. Can I see you?
I'm a little covered by the mic, but I can do this real quick.
As long as I can see you.
I mean, kind of. Whatever. Either way, you can still hear me, though. That's the good part.
All right, bro. Before we start, what's up with you? What's new? Anything new going on?
Personally, school starts tomorrow, so that's going to suck. Well, last semester of the bachelor's, school starts tomorrow, so I'm going to finish that up.
Congrats.
Thank you, man. I mean, it's still a shit show with COVID and everything. First meetings are like online, and then I guess the teacher will say whatever they want to do.
Yeah.
But I have an outdoor class, so
literally outdoor.
Yeah, like we're like under like the amphitheater, so I need to get a yoga mat, and she said 10-pound weights.
Ah.
Yeah. So need to probably go to Marshall's because they have like that random shit that's in the middle.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna go buy that, and yeah, man. So school. Got some powerlifting clients. I was happy about that. It's been going really well.
You want to shout them out?
Shout out to the people. Shout out to Claire. Shout out to the boy Mar. Shout out to the boy Darian. Darian's getting an iPhone today.
So I know. He sent me a screenshot, and his emojis kind of upset me. They were kind of... I didn't say it, but congrats, Darian.
Bro, I'm so happy because the videos he sent me, like, they're not bad, but they could be better. Like, I'm very happy we're going to get some more updated video. I told him to put that shit in 4K because I'm not gonna be looking at any pixelated videos. Like, it's so hard to tell if he hit depth or not when the video's pixelated. He's wearing black shorts, so that's exciting. Yeah. And yeah, so that's all going on with me. What's going on with you, sir?
I don't know. You kind of put me on the spot.
I mean, you put me on the spot, so I'm asking you.
Nothing's new. Still busy. I got a lot of work today too. Fuck, I got a lot of shit to do today.
Yeah,
same old. Whatever, see the questions.
That's, I mean, wait, you don't want to talk about you peaking, bro?
Oh, yeah, I am.
You're getting very excited this week, man. You're getting very exciting.
I am in the process of peaking, so I'm going to... Yeah, 4 weeks?
Yeah, the singlet is coming out, so, you know, it's just getting
serious. The singlet is coming out. Dude, it's going to be so... I don't know if I'm going to wear the full singlet. I'm just going to put the bottoms on. I don't know what I'm going to do.
No, put the full singlet on.
Yeah, if you guys see me in a singlet and a mask, don't judge. It's for the clout. It's gonna be cool. I'm excited. Everything's feeling good. I feel healthy. My weight is just dropping off super fast.
Yeah, I don't think you have to do a water cut because you're like 260. You're like right at the top of the weight class, right?
I was 260 yesterday, fully like with clothes on and shit too.
So I mean, worst case scenario, you gotta take a shit before you should go weigh in.
But also been like, I just been working a lot too, so it's kind of like falling off.
Yeah, I feel you.
I feel good though. My squat feels really good. My deadlifts, they always just feel. How they feel. Honestly, like, squat feels really good, so I think it has been good. I'm so comfortable, like, pausing my squats, so when I went to do those squats, I was warming up, I was like, oh, these don't feel good. That's why I think I'm just going to pause them. They all felt good. So I think for now, for everything I'm going to do, I'm just going to think about it, like, time to pause it. It's going to be like 600, then I'm not going to pause it. I'm going to hit it. I don't know.
What?
It just mentally, like, felt good, because I was like, alright, when I get to the bottom, I can catch myself, pause, and then explode. So now, even when I start, like, just in the meat, I'm like, pause, no pause, let's go.
I mean, you know what happened with food, you tried that.
Yeah, I know. But, I know. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Try tomorrow. Questions. I have some questions, you have some questions.
I have some questions.
You just want to go back and forth?
You want to start it off?
Yeah, I'll start it. I always ask people to ask me, like, the most good questions, and they just don't. It's like they see it and they just don't. The last time I did this, they had a bunch of good questions, but today they don't. All right, here's a starting question. The best powerlifting split.
the best powerlifting split.
Yeah, that's very general. But what do you think?
I mean, personally, I guess it depends on weaknesses. Like, you know, like for me, I bench like three times a week. For a lot of people, they don't have to. Like, for people, like, I guess people that are more inclined with like certain lifts, they'll have to do it like as Blake often. And Jake. Yeah, Blake like Jake. Yeah, Blake the aches. They kind of just like supplement it in. But I mean, I guess the best thing I think of is some sort of like, so I guess like squat focus on Mondays.
Yeah.
Tuesdays usually like a bench focus.
Yeah.
Wednesday day off, active recovery. Thursday deadlifts. It could be like you have like secondary lift. Yeah. I feel like it's just go like squat, bench, off, deadlift, secondary bench, and then SPD.
Yeah.
Because like, you know, most powerlifters, I guess like most meets are like usually on Saturdays.
Yeah.
Like they're local meets. I mean, unless they're like national meets or random days of the week, but most local meets are on Saturdays, so I feel like SPD day on a Saturday is good to like get yourself used to doing all three lifts on a Saturday morning and just getting it out there and doing everything, get like the energy and like staying up, like everything's going on.
Yeah.
Packing some snacks. What do you think?
I guess it depends on the person, what you're doing. For you, most people, they can do like squat and bench. No, sorry. I guess they can do things. So SPD is always, I think, is a good one to have.
Yeah, of course.
Then bench and squat together. That's how I usually do yours, and then upper body. I think there's nothing wrong with the push pull leg split. I like that a lot too.
I mean, yeah, that's not bad. I've heard. So obviously talking to like Isaac Whistler and stuff, and he said because he's a 120 kg guy. So supposedly, I mean, I guess I'm a heavier weight class too. Supposedly, like the heavier weight classes, they don't do as much SPD days as the lighter ones. Because they're pushing more weight, like, more consistently.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't hear about that until I listened to, his, because he talked about in his podcast with, like, two white lights, and they were talking about, like, oh, like, how he doesn't really, he has never done SPD day before, because, like, on a squat day, he's probably squatting, like, upper 600s, so it's, like, it's kind of hard to do SPD days consistently. I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Just to see how, like, the weight classes change, and, like, how people do things differently. Which I guess it makes sense.
I mean, you always do like the accessory SPD that we do, like do like some kind of like.
My accessory SPD days freaking suck.
No, it doesn't.
It's, bro, you gave me SSB squats with close grip bench and then RDLs.
Yeah, SPB.
I feel like an RDL doesn't count.
It does, add a barbell.
It makes me. They add a barbell and automatically a deadlift.
Basically, yeah.
Romanian doesn't count as deadlift. If you have any Romanian lifters, it's a joke. But, I don't know, man.
It counts.
I guess.
That's why I gave it to you. Last time I gave you conventional. Remember what happened?
That's when you gave me conventional.
You're pulling like 600 pounds and
it didn't go. It went. There's a difference between the sounds.
Yeah.
But I feel like the push-pull leg split is pretty generic and it's pretty like easy to like work with.
I might have you do that for me when I have this meet.
Yeah, cause I feel like the push pull leg split is more like I see more in bodybuilders.
Yeah.
Versus powerlifters, like.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
But it's like, I don't know, because if you go, so you say like push pull leg off, push pull legs.
Either that, or you can do like, so I know I have some of my clients do it too. So they do push pull legs with me. Maybe it's a little bit like more intense, like higher weight. Then they'll do push pull legs again, but just like more volume, and then just take off Sunday. Or kind of like whatever.
So kind of like so it's kind of like a conjugate training system at some point, because I remember because Dave Tate was talking about how they split up like conjugate. And they have like max effort days and like
kind of
explosive days. So it's like, but they do like the they don't really do push pull legs, but they'll do like max effort to where like they're doing sets like 2 to 3. And like doing like 5-6 sets of 2 to 3, but they're pushing like max effort weight, and they have the more speed days where you do like speed deadlifts or like more volume stuff like that.
Similar, except like this one, like it's just like gen pop.
Yeah.
So they don't really think about powerlifting; they think more like strength training. So like, oh, like we're gonna do deadlifts, but we're gonna go a little bit heavier, like get stronger.
Okay.
They don't think about that. They think more like strength training and then just bodybuilding. So that's what they think about. That's why it's like, oh, they don't care about speed. They don't care about dynamic effort or resistance, combating resistance.
And it also depends on how many days a week they're working out too.
That's true.
Because if they are doing three, if they doing like, because I know at work, we have, it depends on like the person. Like sometimes they sign up for like 2 days a week. So it's like you have to do full body both days because they're only coming 2 days out of the week. Yeah. So it's like they start like one day it'll start lower and then upper towards the end, or they go upper and lower.
Yeah.
But then we split it up so we have like a 2 day, 3 day, and a 4 day. Yeah. So like 2 day would be like full body both days. Sometimes on a 3 day, depending on their assessment and what they want to do, they'll have like a straight leg day. And then, like, let's say they have weaker legs, so it'll be like a leg focused day with some upper body movements and some upper body accessories, and then a full like upper body day just to get like a nice little pump, yeah. like nice excitement. And then 4 days we'll do like it'll be like push pull, yeah. or like push legs or something like that. Because I mean, majority of the people like they'll do like we do like rack pull, do like deadlifts, or me and some of the people do like deadlifts off the floor because I feel like it's more beneficial than
I think so.
In some things, but it's like it depends on the person and it depends on how comfortable they are putting from the floor, because you can't just get like
a random
person but hey, we're gonna do deadlifts today, because then there's a lot of things that can go wrong.
Eric just got that trap bar too. The trap bar is so much easier for them to like learn.
Trap bar is great. The only thing about there's so many different types of trap bars to use, because you know like there's like the ones that are longer so you can fit more weight on them,
yeah,
and then there's like different weights. So I mean, I feel like having like a great variety of like trap bars is like good for like general pop, because it's more like I guess more adaptable to everyday life than it is like a conventional deadlift or sumo deadlift, because it's more like a comfortable position. Like, I know in sports you use trap bar a lot, like even like in football, do they use trap bars a lot? I know in baseball we never did straight bar like deadlifts. I mean, there's sumo,
we did cleans, so I don't know, like cleans you can count as partial deadlifts, but I think we did trap in the off season.
Yeah, cause I feel like trap bar just transfers more to everyday life than a conventional or a sumo.
Yeah.
I mean, they all like work the same muscles, all work different muscles, like they all work the same groups of muscles, but I feel like the movement is more transferable to like gen pop with a trap bar.
It's a lot safer too.
Yeah.
Alright. Let's get out of that question.
I mean, the one question I looked at that I had actually a couple of days ago where I was doing cardio.
Yeah.
Someone asked,
why was Garrett your favorite client?
No, not that question. That question was stupid. How do you stay motivated?
Shit. That is a good-ass question.
Yeah. So, I'll let you start this one, if you want to start it off.
Okay. I'll start it off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, I don't think motivation is fleeting, you know? So, this comes down to discipline. So, you need to, like, learn how to be able to discipline yourself, which is a very tough, like, intrinsic thing you need to do. So, because I'm motivated. My motivation, like, week goes Monday, Tuesday, motivation's at 100%. Then Wednesday through Sunday is... and then today, it's, like, at, like, 25. And then I got to power back up for tomorrow, too.
Yeah.
So motivation is going to be there sometimes, but you have to stay disciplined, too. One of the things I started doing, I actually saw from Andrew. How do I word it?
Wait, Clayton?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grateful statements, like, saying, like, what I'm grateful for, kind of like taking time to reflect, showing gratitude toward my life, what I have so far, where I'm going. Mm-hmm. So I take a second to reflect, look how far I've came, be thankful for it. It kind of keeps me motivated. And then I look to the future, like, oh, here's where I am now. Here's where I want to go.
Okay.
So just like little things. It's like, I feel like it's easy to lose motivation when you're going through the day-to-day like habits and just kind of going through the motions too. You kind of need to, at the end of the day, at the beginning of the day, whatever you want to do, take some time, reflect, think, be at peace, and then get motivated, I guess.
I mean, I feel like Andrew would be a great person to have on the podcast talk about like motivation, because that dude has done everything.
He's done everything,
and it's like, so a little background about Andrew, I'm just going to give you guys briefly because I haven't talked to him about this, but like he was professional strongman, like his name on Instagram, Running Strongman, because he ran marathons as well. So like,
hey, wait, this too, right?
Huh?
He did weightlifting too.
He did weightlifting, he did powerlifting, he did strongman, marathons, Spartan races.
He's the bodybuilding.
Bodybuilding, like he's done everything.
Take Thanos.
But like this guy, he had a really bad injury while doing strongman, which kind of like just set him back. It's been like a reoccurring thing. But this guy never stopped. I mean, like most people after like, they hit like an injury, like a bad injury like that, they'll like stop doing anything. But I feel like every day, like if he can't use his legs, he's doing upper body and back. If he can't use his upper body, he's doing his legs. If he can't use his right leg, he's making sure he's doing stability stuff. He's working to get back. Like, he's always doing something to keep himself motivated. And I have to ask him what keeps him so motivated, because because some people don't just shut down. I mean, like,
yeah.
I mean, me personally, like, I had like a little back strain, and I like was freaking out. And it was like a small back strain because I've never been hurt before, but it's like been one of those type things.
You were indeed.
I mean, I was freaking out for a lot of other reasons too, because you know. But yeah, man, it's just like, and me personally, I answered the question briefly on my story, but like to expand on my answer. My answer is basically I envision like an endpoint.
Yeah.
So it's like I started doing this like last semester because I had a health, wellness, and life coaching class.
Yeah.
And one of the things we used with our clients with health and wellness was to every day do something that made you feel uncomfortable or do something different that pushed you towards like taking a step towards your goal. So it's like let's say like your goal is to easy like. Let's go easy one, like lose 20 pounds. But okay, today I'm gonna eat one less meal, or I'm gonna focus more on hitting this protein. But okay, that's something you haven't done before. So step out of your box comfort zone and like try to hit that. And then it's like every single day like you see like your end point at the end. So like me personally, like I take it. I have long term goals and short term goals, as everybody knows. So it's like. Like, long-term goals is, like, they're very broad, but then I have the things I have to hit in order to hit that, in order to get there. So, it's, like, they're usually between, like, two to 3 month spans.
Yeah.
So, it keeps me thinking, it keeps me with the end zone, like, in vision.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, what they do is they have their final goal, and they're, like, okay, now I have to do this big thing. How am I going to get there? So, it's, like, they lose motivation throughout because they don't give themselves that instant gratification.
Yeah.
They don't celebrate the small wins. But that's why I try to break down my goals into like 2 to 3 month increments to give myself a win every once in a while.
Yeah.
So it's like, let's say right now, end goal is to make like a name for Bam Bam Fit, be a like well-known powerlifter, da 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 da. So next goal is the next couple months to win junior on ats. Then after that, go like make an appearance at Worlds. After that. And it's, like, just have small things. So it's, like, okay, like, I could do this in the span of a couple months. Or even, like, if it's shorter term, span a couple weeks. So it's, like, you keep giving yourself what you need in order to keep going.
Yeah.
So it's, like, it's just making sure you have a clear vision and a clear, like, outcome of what you want.
Yeah.
In order to, like, just keep yourself on track.
Yeah.
Because that's with a lot of people. Like, a lot of people, like, let's say you start reading a book. And the book's huge. Like, let's say you start reading a Harry Potter book. On page one, you're like, oh, shit, this book's like, going to take forever. I'm never going to get there. But if it's like, oh, I'm going to read a chapter a day. It's like, chapter is like 20, 30 pages. That's doable.
Yeah.
Instead of saying, I have to read 506 pages. But, oh, I can read 20, 30 pages a day. And next thing you know, you're done with the book in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So it's like just picking up on small goals that help you get to your final goal to keep you happy, to keep you with that motivation to keep pushing.
Yeah.
Is the best way to go about it for me.
That's true. I was going to say something similar to that, too, about just kind of setting the small goals. I also think, too, like, me personally, when I get, when I start losing motivation, which is usually from, like, Wednesday to Friday, sometimes Saturday, I start to get kind of, like, very negative. So I kind of start thinking about, like, this is going to sound super cliche, too, but just, like, all, like, the haters and doubters, you know? I'm like, oh.
All them haters.
But no, I look around. I'm like, dude, like. I started thinking, like, oh, like, I get tired of doing this. I'm like, oh, well, I still got to prove this person wrong, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just that kind of negative, like, motivation. I'm like, dude, you know what? Like, I'm doing good, but I still have all these people I got to show, dude. That sounds kind of, like, so cliche, but
it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. This is, like, basically just when I get very deep and I'm not just, like, all happy and just motivated to go.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta find something deeper to like kind of like piss me off so I keep on going.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll start thinking about like things people have said, things people have done, and keep me like, oh, well, gotta go prove them wrong too. Gotta mm-hmm. do this, do all this shit. They said I couldn't do
it. I mean, that's a great way to go about it because a lot of people they take like that negative energy and they use it the wrong way.
Oh no, I haven't forgot one thing.
Yeah, because you know, like personally, like a lot of people that had just like. Let's say you say something about me,
yeah,
and it's like it just haunts me, whatever, and then they just go down in like a hole,
yeah,
and they go down negative like so far back because they don't use it as motivation. But I feel like that's a personality thing as well, though,
yeah,
because there's some people that just don't have that personality. Like, I know we always talk about dog mentality, that like I'm gonna be the best I can be mentality. There's some people that don't have that because that's just not their personality. So it's like, I feel like it's just adapting to what, like, you're used to.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I have some introvert friends, and their motivation is basically, it's like self-imposed. Like, it's not like, oh, my mom said I'll never do this, or like this teacher said I'll never, like, you know, a lot of rappers, oh, this teacher said I'm never going to be nothing, da-da. Like, everyone has the same story.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's like, some people, they don't use that as fuel. Some people use, oh, like, I want to personally be able to live happy, or yeah, be able to just do whatever I want to do. Like,
yeah, I like obviously I have like my like more happy go lucky motivation, like, oh, like I want to do this and I want to buy this and live this life too. But when I get low,
mm,
I have like a list of everybody and everything that people have said, people have done.
Damn, I'm on that list,
dude. There's a long list, and I go through it. I'm like, dude, all right, well, I gotta show this person, I gotta show this person, and it's even like some friends and family too, you know? Yeah. It's like, dude, I'm gonna go through this list, and I'm gonna keep looking at it, and then I'll get motivated to go again too.
That's why Garrett lost weight, because I'm on that list, but oh, Brandon called me a fat ass.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I was like, alright, well, dude, that was a good story. I'm kind of gonna tell it too. Tell it again too.
Which one, I called you fat?
Well, no, it goes into the thing you're saying about, like, don't get in a hole.
Yeah.
So back when I was fatter, so like when I was like 300, about 295.
Bro, not fatter. This boy was fat. Like, boy,
I wasn't that fat. Okay, I was a little big.
Now since you're skinny, I can say it. Like, yeah, I didn't want to say it, I didn't want to hurt your feelings.
Well,
this boy's big.
You should have been a real friend and told me the truth.
I told you were thicker.
You were like all, oh, you're thick. You're like joking. You weren't like, oh, like you're fat ass.
Because we just got closer, like now.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I can tell you that now, but like back then it's like, oh, I just met you. Like,
okay, so I'll tell you a story. So it kind of goes what we're talking about. When I started getting big, I guess it was like the COVID 15 or 20 pounds, what I say.
Yeah.
So I started getting away from the COVID, which most people do, and you don't really realize how big you are on yourself. Mm-hmm. And then I had a few people like start making jokes, you know, and I was like fuck that, like I'm not fat, and I got kind of pissed, you know, like upset. And then the more I thought about it, I was like, you know what, maybe they're right, and I got pissed, you know. And I just kept that list of like every single person, and I was like, all right. And I went up from 295 to 285. I was like, okay, we're coming now. I was like, oh, maybe it's an accident. When I went 285 to 275, I was like, oh man, like we're getting there. And when I got under 270 at 265 now, I was like, shit. I was like, fuck you, fuck you, fuck you. And then when I go down after the meet, then we'll see from there too. But yep, and I can't wait till I get to that. There's no end point, obviously, but it's that point where I'm like very like satisfied.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh well, I have came a long way. I'm just gonna like take a bunch of pictures and be like, fuck you. I might add everybody. Boom, 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 boom.
At Bam Bam Fit.
At Bam Bam Fit.
At Foodie.
Fat ass.
Bro, but I mean, dude, I feel like there's so many ways just to stay motivated. Because I know, like my older sister, she's very life motivated.
Yeah.
So she has.
Entrepreneur,
yeah.
Entrepreneur, I can't say the word.
Yeah, so like my older sister, like she's a brain. Like she's the smart one out of us too. Like
you're more bronze.
I guess no,
she's bronze too.
She was everything. Like
catch up.
Like she was like on the track team. She's like super strong. She's like work out with me and my dad. Like Silver Knight, super smart debate team. Yeah. All this. My sister was like she's super smart, but like her motivation comes from how she wants to live her life later. Yeah. Like, she, like, every time like, we sit down and talk, like, she said, like, she always just says she wants to be able to, like, just be comfortable and, like, no matter what. Like be able to be, like, sitting down on the couch and let's say, like, someone, like, has, like, a hospital bill.
Yeah.
And she'd be, write a check and be like, oh, no, it's fine. Like, and not have to worry about, oh, do I have this money?
That would be dope.
Or be like, oh, my gosh, like, I need, like, my friend needs to get surgery or someone needs to get surgery, but it's like, I don't think I have enough in order to compensate them. Let's just be able to, like, hear a ticket.
You know what?
Just be able to have, like, she's very, like, family-oriented, too, so, like, we're super close family. So she's, like, she wants to be able to have, like my kids, like, whenever I have kids, like, have, like, her nieces and nephews come over and come play in the backyard and have, like, enough room for them to run around, like, have family dinners and all that. Like, she says she wants to just be able to have that life to where she doesn't have to worry about money. She doesn't have to worry about, oh, is this person gonna be able to like survive this or that? Like, just be able to just live free and just have that in there. So that's what drives her.
Yeah.
So it's like, I feel like that's a good way to see it, because nobody wants to struggle. Nobody wants to sit in life and have to worry about, oh, am I gonna be able to buy dinner next week, or I'm gonna be able to buy groceries.
Oh,
or
no,
like,
it's not fun.
Yeah, it's not fun at all. I mean, I'm like that right now.
Yeah,
I mean, shit.
Yeah, you're talking.
Bro, I got $6 in my bank account right now.
Pre-workouts thing we were talking about.
Yeah, bro, I'm
like, oh, dude,
bro, I have pre-workout for months.
Dude, I was telling you, Yeah, like, we're both in that situation, too. Kind of, like, in the beginning stages, too. And story for them. I had the caffeine pills. He had, like, the brain energy drinks, too. Mm-hmm. And they're like, I wanted to go invest and buy some new pre-workout with some protein. I looked at the bank account. I was like, I am not set enough yet to invest in this, too. Not yet.
And it's, like, that's just, like, a sucky way to live. And nobody wants to live that forever.
It's very, very uncomfortable.
Yeah, because... So, it's, like, I want to get... It's, like, going off her words... There's always some motorcycles out here, man.
It's a Sunday. Like, what are you doing?
I don't know. But going off her words, I want to be able to be like, oh, you know what? I want to start meal prepping. And just go to Publix and drop $200 and not even worry about it. And just be like, oh, groceries here, groceries there. Get something that I like. And just be able to be like, okay, I'm fine. Instead of counting pennies, counting quarters, going in my glove compartment in my truck, looking for quarters and stuff. Like, that's no way to live.
Yeah.
So it's just like... Just have a vision of what you want to be in life and what you like want to do.
Yeah.
And be like, I want to get there no matter what, and have short-term goals in order to reach there.
I was thinking, too, another measure that'll be like a very good indicator that I'm doing well. If I can just go out to dinner with all you guys and just not even look at the check. And
yep.
Like, all right.
Bro, that's the best. Bro, my friend Trent, bro. So my friend Trent, shout out to Trent. So he got drafted last year, like, for baseball, whatever. Like, that's my boy that I told you about him. Dude, we literally, like, he came back one time because he's, like, in spring, like, he was in training, whatever. He came back up here to Jags, and, like, we all went out. And it was for, it's for my roommate Jordan's birthday. We all went out, whatever. We're sitting there talking, we're drinking, we're eating, da-da. The check comes. You know, I'm reaching for, like, everybody reaching for his wallet and stuff. He goes, I got it. They put his card there. Boom.
Oh, shit.
They didn't even look at it. And we were drinking.
Holy shit, how much money did he make?
I don't know.
A lot.
He had drafted third round.
Oh, shit.
So...
I don't know how baseball is that. How many miles?
There's... No, hold on. Why do I not know this?
Yeah, why don't you know this, bro? You should...
Dude, I don't know. I didn't get drafted. I don't worry about that shit. I think it's 42 rounds.
42 rounds?
Hold on. I'll check right now.
Man, that made fucking baseball players.
Hold up. There is... There's 40 rounds. So it's 40. He got drafted in the third round.
Damn.
So he's pretty well off.
He's pretty well fucking off.
So it's like just getting to that point to be able to go out go out with your friends, like go out for a birthday, and just sitting there drinking, having a good time. And then check comes, but I got it, bro.
Dude, no.
And not even worry about
not
it.
How good that feel?
Dude, it makes you feel good, and it's just like being able to know you'll be okay.
Yeah.
And not have to go home. To, oh shit! Like. Because there's sometimes, like, I'd go out to a bar or whatever with the friends, whatever, and, you know, you start drinking a bit, and you have a tab open, then you get home, you're like, oh no, I spent $60 or whatever, like, on drinks, and it's like,
yeah. Jesus. It's tough
out here, man. I mean, but I guess that's just what motivates, and the question, that's what motivates me, just being able to, like, one, have short-term goals I know I can reach that lead to a long-term goal that I can see in the future.
Yeah.
And two, have the feeling and have the want to live comfortably and be able to just live my life and not have to worry about money, not have to worry about location, not have to worry about space, just be able to, like, just go out there and enjoy.
Yeah. All right. Good answer.
Thank you. You had a good answer, too.
Thank you, bro. All right. I got one more question. I'm not going to go into all of them. Trin or D-Ball?
Are you serious?
It's a question, bro. No, I didn't ask it.
I don't even know what either of that stuff does.
I don't either.
I didn't know what that was until, like...
Natty Boys.
Like, a couple months ago. I mean, if they ask creatine or BCAAs, I may be able to answer that question.
Yeah. You spelled BCAAs wrong. All right, let's get that question. You got any more?
Yeah. Let me see. I had a couple when I was riding my bike.
You're answering questions on your bike?
Yeah, come on, I do cardio, I get bored. But, oh, actually a question you asked, sir. Business goals for the next 5 years.
Who, for me or for you?
This is a question for you that you asked me.
Oh, I did.
When I was riding the bike.
I helped you out.
So business goals for the next 5 years.
For me?
Yeah, you start it off. Want me to start it off?
I'll start it off. All right, game plan. So I'm going to take this first year, and I'm going to build the business, the personal training business.
Mm-hmm.
That's the plan. It's going in the positive direction, so we'll see.
Yeah, it's been already good, looking at it.
Yeah. Obviously, like, I hit the clients I wanted at first. Now I need to go up more.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm at a set number. Now I need two more, keep going up. So I'm going to keep building this. Next, there's two goals that are, I guess, two game plan things that are next. So either A, I'm going to get my own little studio.
Mm-hmm.
for personal training and have my own clients, or hire people underneath me. Those two things, those might be. So I'm going to get one, either have it myself however I want, or, and probably just hire a few clients, or not, a few personal trainers underneath me. And I have a few ideas of people I want to ask. I'm going to be very selective in the process.
He's not going to ask me.
I can't ask you because it'd be weird having you work underneath me. I don't want to do that. It makes this business with a bunch of shit.
So when you say like a studio, you mean like kind of like a warehouse area or like
basically?
So like a nice like space.
Kind of. So it'd probably like if I do a studio, it'd probably be the size of maybe around or smaller than the pit. So something small. Yeah. Something simple, not too much rent, basic equipment. Hire a few trainers underneath me. Number two, short term, start the clothing brand too.
Mm-hmm.
So I need to do that. I'm not going to keep Team G. That's going to be for like clients. I'm going to have some other name, some other trademark, whatever, do that.
All right.
Those are the first two immediate goals in the next 1-2 years.
Okay.
After that, I don't know. After that, I was thinking, after those two kind of grow, just keep building those.
Mm-hmm.
And then expand to other shit too. So use the money from that to build a bigger gym, a more commercialized gym for more people, build the brand, expand the brand into other things such as energy drinks, supplements, equipment, all that good stuff too. So basically after those two things, it's all stepping stones too. Yeah. So now that I got to this point, when I first started, I was like, shit, I don't know if I'm ever going to get over 10 clients.
Yeah.
Now that I'm here, I was like, it's like, you see that SpongeBob meme?
Yeah.
I never thought I'd make it this far. What do I do now? All right, so now I got there. So the next part is the clothing and the gym.
Okay.
And having people underneath me so I have like a legitimate business too. Because I want to, obviously, I want to get to the point where I can just have it run by itself, and I can keep going to other things too. So once I get to that point, I'll be like, shit, I never thought I'd make it this far. And they, oh, damn it. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
All right, go. All right, I'll put it in order. So, first thing. Keep growing the personal training business.
Mm-hmm.
Step two, expanding the clothing, merchandise, stuff for all my clients, and just for anybody else too.
Mm-hmm.
Step three, get a small studio for my clients, hire a few trainers underneath me, let that build too. Step four, use the money from all three, expand the gym, expand the business, and expand to other categories. Supplements, energy drinks, whatever else I want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then I don't know after that we'll figure it out. We'll kind of figure it out as we get there.
Yeah. Okay.
But boom, there's like a. I told everybody when I first got into training, I was like, "Hey, there's going to be a stepping stone process. You know, I'm going to use the money here to get to the next category of life where I want to go."
Mm-hmm.
And everybody looked at me with my zero clients like you're crazy. You know. Mm-hmm. Now that I got 10, and I'm keep going up there to 20, whatever else. They're like, "Oh, now they're starting to pay attention a little bit too."
I always believed in you.
I did. I know. Those few people. Everybody else, they act like they did. They didn't. So now that we're above 10, we're going to keep going up until we get to 20, 30, 40. Then just keep taking little steps.
All right.
Always stop.
I like that.
Yeah. It was a decent answer.
Yeah, it was a really decent answer. Yeah. It was more thought out than I thought it was going to be.
I get kind of motivated talking because, like, oh, I think they've like proven them wrong, too. It was like, all right, like, you people didn't believe I was going to even get to, like, where I'm at now, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now I got here, I need to take the next step and keep proving you guys wrong.
Yeah, see, usually when I try to talk to you about this, we're not on a podcast. Yeah. You're always like, you know, bro, I'm just doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
You never answer me.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I keep that shit in my mind. Every day, I'm like, all right, well, there's so many people I talk to at first, so many people I try to, like, reach out to for help when I was getting started. Half the people didn't believe me. The other half acted like they did, and they just didn't.
Yeah.
So, here we are. 2021, 2022 is going to be exciting for years. And then after that, every year is going to be even more exciting.
Yeah.
That's my answer. Oh, yeah. So, tell me about yours, bro. What's going to do with yours?
Okay. So.
Bam, bam.
Bam, bam. Bam, bam. Bam, bam. So, first off, with bam, bam.
Bam, bam.
So, I already started. I've been working on building my brand for a while.
Yeah.
I started, like, last summer. Got, like, my, like, the name trademark, kind of copyrighted and everything.
Yeah.
Have a couple of, like, shirts. I have a couple of Bam Bam shirts. The next thing for me is, of course, I want to, like, build a brand, start a website, to be able to sell my merchandise, have a place for where people, they want to get coached by me to sign up or to...
We could collab. Make a chum.
Oh, no. We're definitely going to collab in the future.
Yeah.
But, of course, I want to get the website started up. And the next 5 years, you know, I want to go to physical therapy school.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things I want to do in the powerlifting world, as well as just the whole health science world. Yeah, I'm very into, like figuring out what type of training methods work, figuring out what works in different people's bodies, how people can, like, grow from different things. So it's like I want to do a lot of research studies. Like, one of the research studies I've been talking about doing is the effects of plyometrics on strength training and gaining strength. So it's like I want to be able to do, I want to be able to have the credentials in order to do studies like that, in order to put that into, like, my powerlifting clients and putting that into my programming to make it more scientific and like, grow my knowledge. Because, you know, they say knowledge is power.
Yeah.
And I want to have different, I guess, branches. Because if I think of everything, I think of it like a tree. So it's like there's a big part of the tree where it's bam, bam, and then it branches in different parts. So physical therapy, where it's like I'll grow, like, in health sciences. So I want it, so in the next 5 years, hopefully, I'll be finishing physical therapy school, because physical therapy school is about 3.5 years.
Yeah.
So there's that. That'll be, that won't be an immediate thing that happens, but it'll be happening while I'm building the Bam Bam brand.
Yeah.
So it's like, to give more like a lingering answer, kind of like I'm all over the place right now.
Yeah, you're kind
of. So the next thing for me in the next 2 years, like, I'm going to go like the same way you did. Next 2 years, start website. Build a brand, get more powerlifting clients. Since I'll be finishing up school, my bachelor's this semester, I'll have more time to pick up more clients.
Yeah.
So, pick up more powerlifting clients, get to the point where I'm comfortable with my clients and coaching. And also, I want to grow myself as a powerlifter. To kind of give myself, like, a bigger name, put myself out there more, competing at bigger meets, trying to win bigger meets. So in the next 2 years, I want to be able to have X amount of clients, have a national championship, championship under my belt, and a world appearance or a world championship under my belt as well.
Yeah.
As well as giving out more merchandise, so, you know, shirts, pants, coming up different programs, like, just like powerlifting program, bodybuilding split programs, yeah, like generic programs to give out, like, have, like, for people to buy, and basically just build the Bam Bam brand and build me as Bam Bam, like, going on, whether there's social media, like, get more of a social media following, get more of a powerlifting following,
yeah,
and grow that. And then after that, it'll go into more of the big business plans, which is opening up Bam Bam Fit,
yeah,
physical therapy clinic, and working with my mother, who's, like, also in therapy. She's an occupational therapy lymphedema specialist. So working with her, getting the family business kind of growing, because I want to do physical therapy. Sister, law school, everyone else. My dad's gonna be my dad. He'll be there. Like,
yeah,
he'll do whatever. Like, he's down for whatever. He's a super, super cool guy. And yeah, so hopefully in the next 5 years, I'll have at least be starting up the gym. Already have the website flourishing, already have the Bam Bam Fit clothing flourishing.
Yeah.
Clients under my belt, doctorate, and a couple championships under my belt.
Nice.
Yeah. So my answer wasn't as step stool as yours.
Yeah.
But I have a big plan, and I have little mini plans.
Yeah.
That I have.
Perfect. Everybody's different.
Yeah, man. I mean, we're very, if you think about, like, us personally.
Yeah, say it.
I feel like we're very similar in mindset when it comes to business, but we're very different in mindset when it comes to how we approach it.
What do you mean?
So, we have the same ideals. We have the same, like, somewhat, like, plans for our business to grow, but we have different ways of reaching it.
Yeah.
So, say, like, you're more of, like, business focus, like you know, you, like, because you said yourself, like, you enjoy the business side a lot, like, you enjoy, like, everything that goes into business, learning about it and everything.
Yeah.
So you're, like, very structural, like, step stool point to get to where you want to be.
Yeah.
And I'm very,
you're kind of all over the place.
I'm all over the place, but in the same circle.
Yeah. You're just going. You're just like.
Yeah, I'm going wherever the world takes me, but I have a weird plan.
Yeah.
But if everything goes the way I think it will go, it will end up working.
It's like a circle versus like a stair.
Yeah. So it's like, I mean, I find it pretty interesting, because if you hear our goals from just the three big things, like, build clientele,
yeah,
have a gym, and, like, just like build our names. Yeah. It's like, oh, it's very similar. But then like if you watch us individually in the ways that you get there,
yeah,
two different ways. Yeah. And they both kind of work. That's why I feel like it goes back to like motivation.
Yeah.
Like everyone has different motivation, but it works for every single person differently.
Yeah.
But it still gets to the same end goal.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's pretty cool. And a lot of people, they don't get that. They feel like they feel like I have to be like you and have like, oh, by next week I'm doing this, or you have to be like me and be like, oh, I have these plans and I'm connecting dots.
Yeah, I just know I can't personally, like, I have to take it one thing at a time. Like, I have to take, like, the first things on my mind right now, business-wise, are just the actual, like, my clients.
Mm-hmm.
Then this actual podcast, and then a few other things, too.
Fuck, neither of us said grow the podcast.
Well, it was implied. We're on the podcast right
now. Yeah, that's true.
I can't have too many things going on, and I just don't put my energy. Like, I really have, like, three things going on now, and I can put my energy, like, a lot of energy into those things and watch those grow. And then as I get more and more on, I can just have somebody else underneath me and kind of manage them.
Mm-hmm.
But I know, like, me personally, if I have like 5 or 6 things going on, I can't give it my full attention, focus, and then just kind of go downhill.
I mean,
you see what I'm saying?
I get what you're saying. Like, I'm not saying I don't have like multiple things going
on. Yeah,
but it's like,
I'm talking about like if I open the business now, like clothing, I open the business now, stuff without being fully like secure in them. There's just too much. I just like to give it too much effort than I have to give, so I can't. Cause right now, like, I'm still trying to focus on getting this the clientele to the point where it can kind of run itself and it's fine, sustainable before I can take the next step. Does that make sense?
Yeah. See the way I think of it personally, I think of it is I have all these multiple plans, and then I capitalize on what's ever given to me at the moment.
Yeah.
So, like. I have like all these multiple plans. Like start the website, do the client, do that. But let's say I have an opportunity thrown at me to have clients.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'll put that on hold. I'm gonna build this. I'm gonna grow this.
Yeah.
Instead of having, oh no, I have to take step 1 to step 2, step 3, step 4. It's it's like I have all these different things going on, and then when an opportunity opens up, it's like, okay, cool. I'm all in on that. I'm gonna grow that. Boom. All in. Get that to the point to not, maybe not to where I want to be fully, but get it to the point where I become comfortable with it. And then let's say, boom, this opportunity is given. So like, okay, cool. I'm comfortable here. I'm running good here. Now I can focus on this.
Yeah.
So it's like my mind is basically take what's given to you.
Yeah.
Personally. And what a lot of people do, which you're better at like focusing on one thing and actually capitalizing on one thing, but what a lot of people, like younger people, what they do, like I'm talking like I'm in my 30s, but what a lot of people like
my day,
what a lot of like younger people do, they get overwhelmed because the one thing isn't going their way, and then they think that everything else is gonna go to shit.
Yep.
So it's like they'll have a grand scheme and they'll have step 1, step 2, step 3, step 4, and they've been stuck on step 1 for 3 years.
Yeah.
But they've had opportunities to hop on step 2, 3, and 4 throughout the past years.
Yep.
But they're so focused on, oh no, I have to get this going, I have to get this finished, I have to do this, I have to do that, that they missed out on the opportunities that are just throwing themselves at them.
Yep.
When they could have had everything built up, because in the grand scheme of things, it's all working towards the same goal.
Yeah. That's true.
So it's like that goes back to our first time we talked on the podcast, where I said mental organization for physical organization, how
that
they connect.
That was like 4 months ago.
Yeah. When I was talking about connecting the dots, how like a lot of people like mentally, like, they'll have like physically, but okay, I need my highlighters, I need this, I need that, I need my post-it cards, da da. And there's other people that can have multiple things going on, but they connect the dots when they need to, and they can focus on the one thing they need to focus on whenever it's given to them.
Yeah,
but that's two different types of mindsets. Like there's different types of ways your brain basically focuses.
Yeah.
So it's like, you know, more people are like more artistic, more people are more logic, more people are more this way. So it's like it varies per person.
Yeah.
But me personally, I've always been able to not really juggle multiple things, but be able to put all my energy into what's ever given to me.
Yeah.
So like when I'm in class, like I always quote this guy. See, what my coach used to say is be where your feet are.
That fucking guy.
Yeah, that guy.
But
I mean, that dude gave the best speeches ever, though. Like, if you hear this guy give a speech, I mean, he said the same speech every single year.
Don't get me wrong. You meet him as a person, like, oh, he's kind of a shitty person.
Yeah. But like, don't get me wrong. Like, every time, I mean, I've heard the same speech for 4 years because he says it every single year at the beginning. Like, you can ask my roommate in there, like, he'll know every single word of this speech, but he's always like, be present, like, be where your feet are in the moment. So it's like, right now, I'm focusing on growing the podcast because we're on the podcast. I'm not thinking about my clients. I'm not thinking about this. I'm not thinking about that because I'm face to face with you. I have the mic in my face.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm focused on the podcast.
Yeah.
But then when I get out here and I start going to the laptop and working on my clients' programs, I'm all into that. So now I'm thinking, oh, I'm gonna grow this. I could do this. I could do that. I finish that. Then I hop on to the next thing.
Yeah.
So it's like, I try to stay where I am in the moment. Yeah. So I don't get overwhelmed by all the other things I have to do today.
That's true. But I've been actually getting better at that too because I had no choice. Mm-hmm. I have to. So like I know. So side note, I woke up at 5 o'clock. Spent the first 2 hours doing programs. Mm-hmm. It was on my phone because I broke my computer because I spilled soup on it just for the podcast.
Fat ass.
I went to work. Zoned out of that. Got 2 clients locked out. Progress podcast. Boom. Go home. Finish real prep. Boom. And then I'm gonna try to go. Finish these programs by 7 o'clock, and then I'm gonna go try to get that website up tonight. Actually, I do have it up. It's kind of shitty. Let me show you real quick. I forgot his name. I got it on Wix, but I think it's.
I need to start doing that. I was gonna
Oh damn it!
I was supposed to meet up with one of my friends Guido from back home because he has his clothing line Underrated Athletes. Shout out to the boy Guido. And he has that going on, but he already has his website set up to where he has like clothing and all the pictures up. It looks really good. Yeah. I'm supposed to be getting with him, and he's going to show me how to make it. But I mean,
I gotta fix it, but
I look good.
Well, I mean, yeah, I don't know who the people are here. I try to.
I mean, you got to change those pictures. Yeah. People that you actually know.
Yeah, but I have.
You can take pictures of me. I'll smile.
I just gotta get you guys to, like, put like
What, like bios?
No, like reviews and shit.
Okay,
but hey, I'm Brandon. Garrett's the meanest trainer I've ever met, but he is my boy.
I mean, want to get a picture at the beach? I do like one of those pictures where I'm like,
that would be sick.
Like, I be like, oh, powerlifter doing beach training, and we pack up the ladders or whatever. Now it's kind of lying because I don't do cardio. Oh. I ride the bike sometimes, but yeah, like you have your website, so but it's like whenever like we're here.
Yeah.
And that's why I feel like a lot of people don't connect the dots. No pun intended. But it's like a lot of people, they just, like, they'll be sitting, like, I've had so many people that stress out in class because they'll be sitting in one class thinking about all the homework they have to do later.
Yeah.
Thinking about, oh, I have to go to work after this, I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to do this. And then meanwhile, they're failing that class because they're not giving all their attention in that class.
Yeah.
So it's like, okay, whatever, like, I'm in class A right now. Yeah, I have homework for class B and C, but I can't do it right now. I'm in class A.
Yeah.
So I'm going to get all I can out of class A, so I'm prepared for the test for class A, and then I'll worry about class C and D later.
Yeah.
Instead of sitting there, but, oh my gosh, I'm freaking out to do all this stuff, and they're like, oh, Brandon, what do you think about that? What? I didn't hear what you said the past 20 minutes. Yeah. And now you're behind class C and D, and now you're behind class A because you're not paying attention.
Yeah.
So it's just, like, being where your feet are and being able to, like, adapt to different things. And that's where a lot of people, they lose in life.
Yeah.
Wow, that was very philosophical.
Yeah.
You know, we've been getting better at this podcast thing.
We have.
I have. We want to do, like, one or two more questions?
Let's just do one more.
Okay. So, another question. Let me think.
What you got?
I gotta scroll. Foodie asked some stupid questions. Biggest dream?
Like, what kind of dream?
Like, just like
biggest dream.
So, I'm gonna rephrase that. So instead of biggest dream, let's say, where do you see yourself in 30 years? Cause we had the 5 years. We had our plan for the 5 years. But where do you see yourself in life in 30? Like, where do you want yourself to be in 30 years? I mean, you're like in your late 40s, in your 50s. Whatever, just like established and just living life.
I don't know, because I don't see, I know me, and I don't see a point where I'm fully satisfied. I always feel like there's going to be something that I'm going to want to do at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Even so, like, ideally, 30 years from now, say, like, everything goes good.
Let's say in our 40s.
Yeah, everything goes good. I keep building business, it keeps building up too. There's always going to be a bigger fish. There's always going to be something I'm chasing, there's going to be something I'm doing. So I can't tell you, like, an ideal stopping point where I'm going to be. It's just going to be somewhere a lot better than it is now.
Okay.
Yeah, that was kind of nice.
That was a pretty good answer.
That was a good ass answer, too.
So, yeah. I mean, yeah, that was a real good answer. I mean, my answer is basically...
Because everybody has their plans, and as soon as life happens, you know, it could be a complete 180 to where you think you're going to be.
Yeah.
So I have... Dude, I could be in a big city... owning a building. I don't know. I could be somewhere else, or I could be like in a small suburb of the family, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It just kind of depends where life takes me. It's a good ass quote. I'll put this on the fucking podcast. Just go with the flow. See where life takes you.
I mean, yeah. I mean, my biggest thing is I want to be able to.
3D.
Because, you know, I mean, life isn't about money, but at the same time.
It is, like, it is about money, too.
Yeah. So, like, I want to be able to, like, let's say in 30 years, like, not have to worry. And be able to make money in my sleep.
Yeah.
So it's like, I want to have multiple forms of income, of course.
Yeah.
And just be able to just be at home. Like, I want to be able to take a day off.
Yeah.
And just hang out with the kids or hang out with the dogs and go out there, play catch in the backyard, play fetch.
Yeah.
And hang out with the wife and just do, like, just have the opportunity to where I don't have to work overtime.
Yeah.
Where I don't have to be like, oh, I have to do this because I have to provide. I have to do this because I have to make sure they're okay. I have to work extra. I have to not sleep nights. It's like, I want to be able to be like, okay, hey, we're going on we're going on a family trip.
Yeah.
And know that I'm going to be fine and just have money coming in. So it's like, okay, whatever. Like Bam Bam Fit's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Like, my clients will be okay. They're set up for the next month, whatever. Or like, I'm checked in with them. They're doing this. Or the people under me are doing this.
Yeah.
And we're going to go out and we're going to go to the Keys. We're going to go to Iceland. We're going to go, like, wherever. And just be able to do that.
Yeah.
So, I guess the biggest dream is just be able to enjoy life and not have to worry.
That's a good one, too. Nice.
That was,
yeah.
Pretty good answer. But this is a nice episode because, I mean... I like doing episodes like Q&A and stuff where, like, we ask these type of questions because it gets you thinking and gets you excited about life. Like, it gets you...
I would like some more personal questions, though. Some more interesting shit.
I mean, yeah, they're very broad questions.
Yeah.
But, I mean, we're able to build on it and actually, like, you know, say speak it into existence. We're actually able to, like, talk about it and, like, we can see how things are going to work.
Yeah.
Like, we can't see how things are going to work, but we have a vision...
Call it here.
You really feel it.
I'll speak it into existence right now. 1 to 2 years, probably realistically 2 years, I'm gonna have a Tesla.
Why do you want a Tesla?
I don't know. I just really always wanted a Tesla.
I'm a truck guy.
Well, I've never had a truck.
You'd love trucks.
You think I would?
You're a bigger guy. Trucks are just so much nicer.
Either I have a truck or a Tesla. We'll figure it out.
Yeah,
because Cyber truck.
Tesla truck?
Yeah, the cyber one.
Or you want an Apple truck? Because Apple's starting to come out with vehicles now, I think.
Dude, I can't trust Apple.
Yeah, the new car's going to come out, the older car that's not working.
Yeah. They're going to, like, you have to buy the engine separately.
Yeah. What? That's what you mean. We got a new truck coming up, but buy the attachment engine. It's like, what?
Why is this car not starting? Oh, the engine's not there.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
But yeah, I mean, that's basically all I have. I mean, those are most of the questions we had.
That should be about it.
It's a nice, sweet, short episode.
We need to find a new guest for next week.
I have an idea.
Don't say it now. We'll talk about it.
Yeah. But, I feel like this was a good episode just to be able to, like, it's like a relaxed episode, sit back, drink energy drinks, just talk about...
A little shorter one.
Yeah, just talk about what we want to do in life. I mean, it's not really that short. You've been talking 55 minutes.
Yeah, well, compared to the other ones.
Yeah, compared to the other ones. But, I mean, this is a good episode, man. I'm happy to be able to get out here, enjoy nature, and just talk about our... dreams and aspirations.
If you look closely, you can see the trees. Can you see them? There are some birds you listen to.
You piss me off.
Alright, guys. Episode 12. Thanks for tuning in. Like, subscribe, share, all that good stuff. We'll see you next Sunday.
Peace.
Wait a second. Let's see, like, a freeze frame of the photo. Oh, I don't know. What do I do with my hands?
All right, that's nice.
Cool.